It is producer Simon here with the Elaborators. We're back for week two of 2024. And we are here today to explore living generously at Werribee Baptist Church. Last week, we had Pastor Stan, amazingly pastor, start a series on living generously. And not just about the money, but the time and the talent as well. So we thought we'd dive into that a little bit here at the Elaborators. And to do so, I have two special guests today. I'm looking at them and they're looking at me with cheesy grins, but I'm going to introduce them. We have Tim Smith, who I believe is the community engagement boss at Kids Hope, and Belinda, who in the WBC world would be our office manager extraordinaire, but today here in our Kids Hope coordinator, program outreach volunteer leader today. I better unmute you. There you go. Try again.
Hey.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah. Thanks for having
me. Sorry, I had too many buttons. I explained that last week and I finally tripped over. Yeah, welcome. Thanks for being here. Now, Tim, since you're the newest to the podcast listeners.
Very new.
Belinda's been on maybe two or three times now, I reckon.
Twice.
Can you feel free, who are you? What are you doing here? Why have I brought you onto the podcast today?
Oh, I got this email from this guy called Simon. I remember that bloke. Yeah, we've had a bit of a past and history, and Werribee Baptist is in my past and history and family, so it's great to be here and be part of the podcast. But in my work role is Kids Hope, as you said, community engagement manager. I look after most of Australia. We're a national organisation reaching kids through partnership in local schools and connecting them with local churches like Werribee Baptist does at Wyndham Park Primary School. And I've been doing it for over 10 years. Absolutely love my role of connecting schools and churches. And, you know, it's a two-pronged mission for me. It's about giving hope to kids, which is obviously in the title of who we are and what we do. But it's also about the church and giving the church an opportunity to be the church in their community, to actually get their foot in the ground in a local school and to make a difference in the lives of those kids. But also, as they're walking around the school, meeting parents and teachers and staff and, you know, the opportunity is beyond the kids. I always have a saying, you know, what's beyond the mentoring that the church can do in their local community, and fits into our topic today. You know, how can we be generous to a local school?
And that's it. So you mentioned the mentoring pit there. So you've got a church and you've got a school and you're saying you connect to them.
Mm-hmm.
And is that, what does that look like through a mentoring? You've got kids and adults and churches and schools and mentoring.
Yep.
What does that look like?
In the church environment, we need a coordinator like Belinda. That's the role that Belinda plays here at Werribee Baptist, and we love our coordinators. They carry a big role they carry the Kids Hope mantra, really. Mm. They connect with the school. They build a team of volunteers. So we provide training and resources for Belinda to then train and resource the mentors in her coordinator role.
And then those mentors are spending like an hour a week with a particular student, is that right?
One student, one mentor, 1 hour every week.
For a term?
We aim for at least a year.
Yep.
But you can go longer. I just spent I had a grade two through to grade six.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Who graduated last year. So this year I get the opportunity to meet a new friend.
And so obviously with that longevity, you know, these kids are, but some of those kids are already getting bounced around, but the opportunity for one person to be a solid face for them is super important.
Very. But they make such an impact. Like, my friend is very special to me and I will always remember them and always be praying for them.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's definitely.
Who's now moved on, grade six has graduated.
In year seven, so I won't get to see them now. But I hope that I've made a little bit of an impact, that they'll remember me and know that I was always on their side.
And we always say that investment isn't just for the child. Like, a healthy, happy, you know, positive, resilient child is going to learn better, which then influences the classroom, which then influences the teacher, which then influences the whole school.
Yep.
When they have a group of mentors, you know, seven or eight at the moment going in, that's influencing beyond that child, which is amazing too. Yeah.
Nice.
And into the community.
Well, that's really good. I'm excited that we managed to get that out there and kind of
thank you for having me along.
Kids Hope a bit. I thought we'd warm up here with a little bit of a question. that I did give you a heads up on. Ironically, I haven't even thought about the answer to this, so I'm just going to ask you to. Is if speaking of being generous, what's one thing you've always wanted to do or give if you didn't have to think about the resources involved?
I know.
Go on then. Okay, Belinda's got an answer.
I would easily go and live 12 months overseas supporting a missionary somewhere.
Supporting a missionary, so just being around them and just pumping their tyres.
Helping them do what they do. Yep.
Nice. Because you don't have to worry about the money.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about the time.
Yep.
Right. Tim?
Yeah. I thought about this. I like the concept. I'm a sort of pay it forward sort of person in my mind, but I don't deliver on it enough. And I think it's sometimes financial, you know, that giving, you know, like when you want to pay for somebody's petrol, you know, you see them at the Bowser and you just get something that says, you know, go pay for their petrol. I'm like, I can't afford my own you know, but it's a serious mindset, but it's trying to break through that, isn't it? And that's what we're probably going to talk about, you know, just do it, you know. That's probably the Holy Spirit saying, you know, give it a go.
Yeah.
You know, or paying for the person's food in the McDonald's queue, you know, the car. Can I pay for the car behind me? I think that pay it back, pay it forward sort of concept is what I would like to do more of if I had unlimited resources, yeah.
Well, I did think a little bit about mine, and I think out of your time, money thing, I think I would just really enjoy giving time to, you know, working for free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I know I can do well for somebody, and just being able to do it all the time.
Yep.
And just not having to worry about the income or whatever it is, just blessing people with time.
Mm. Yeah.
I think would be mine.
Good.
So Tim, we're talking about living generously, and these people that are being mentors and things for Kids Hope are having to be generous with their time.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask you, and we'll see how it compares with Pastor Stan's answers last week, is why should we live generously? What's in it for us? What's in it for others? Last week we talked about our faith. Why? Like, what breaks our hearts? Why are we doing what we're doing? And for yourself to be 10 years in a role, like, why do it? What's the go?
Yeah, for me, I've also been a Christian since a young age and just been in the church a long time. But I think, and this is what I communicate if I'm talking in churches about Kids Hope, it's about seed planting. It's planting and watering seeds, which it's a choice, you know. And so generosity is a choice usually as well. But I also think that there's an element of we need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead that. And I often use the thought around the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they're called gifts, yeah? But I think we look at them as a to-do list, you know, tick box. I need to love better. I need to be kind today. I need to be more patient. I need to have more joy and faith and, you know, hope and all the things that we're told. But it's actually a gift. So it's like, okay, if the Holy Spirit is in me, I have that gift, and that should be overflowing into my everyday. Mm. And that is where, you know, generosity and those choices to be generous, I think comes if you've got the Spirit in you to lead you and guide you and overflow into your world. So that's my little
thought. Yeah, that's a great way to think about those. We get to give love, and we get to be joyful. Yeah. But
we don't have to just tick it off and go, God, it wants me to be. He actually lives in me, and he helps me. He guides me. He leads me in that. So
And so, Belinda, if that overflow is strong and effective, like, what's the benefit?
I think the benefit is seeing others bloom and blossom and grow. And I was pondering on this that I was thinking generosity in the gifts that God has given us physically, you know, like your house and your car and your job and sharing that. I wasn't thinking about the beautiful gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that these things are what bring life to others, and seeing that some people might not even get a glimpse of Christ any other way, but these gifts of love and joy and peace is an amazing gift that they may not see elsewhere. And I think that's pretty special.
Yeah, that is special. And interestingly, talking about the possessions, I guess, and thinking of the possessions as a gift, it's a challenge because there's a weird, we're hammered with a constant need for possessions, right? So it's this weird conflict of I'm getting told everything I should buy and everything I should have. But at the same time, what you do have is a blessing and a gift, what you're able to get or whatever is provided. But yeah, it's a battle of what do I think I want? What do I already have? And how do I give that? And how do I benefit from? Yeah. So with that constant barrage, right, of everything that we're being told to do, particularly in time and things, how do you pick where to be generous? Like in our Kids Hope people, they're being generous with time and they're having to find that time. Time's the only thing that we're out of the money and the time and the talent. Like time is the fixed one.
Yeah.
You can figure out how to earn a little bit more money, upskill yourself a little bit or learn a new thing, but time's time. So how do you pick?
That's a good question because there is so much coming from all different ways.
Yeah.
I think Pastor Stan's touched on this and he talked about passion. And I think passion is a very key point. So if there's something that you really love and that you really love to see invested into, if that's investing into a young person's life and their world, or if it's investing into mission field, or if it's investing in the church, or if it's investing in whatever, whatever that passion is that just happens to be there in your hands in front of you, I think that's where you go, okay, I will be generous with.
Yep. Any thoughts on that, Tim?
Yeah, I'd probably follow on from what I just said about just the promptings of just follow the promptings of or the opportunities too. It probably comes with your passions that's where your opportunities are going to come because you're hanging out in spaces that you're passionate. If it's sport, you're in a sporting club and so you're generous in that space of where you're positioned in your world and in your life and ministry.
Mm. Yep.
But if you're a Kids Hope mentor in a school, you're not, I think, above your time. You're actually giving of yourself. You're, giving love. You're giving hope. In that
that's
hour.
The overflow, right?
That yeah, that's about. That overflow. And I love that concept.
And be encouraging and supportive and listen and that's just all. Showing them that they are valued.
They're all such nice words. Encouragement.
Kids and value. Mentors are nice.
Value. Yeah, it's, well, it's like how can it not be a good thing, right?
That's right.
Like
making everything. A difference, you know, all these things.
It's, yeah.
It's what it's all about. It's simple, isn't it?
Seems that way.
Should be.
Yeah, it should be. Simple.
Should be. Yep. We probably complicate it, don't we?
We probably do complicate it. Yeah. But yeah. Just
So for yourselves, how do you have you got your own ways of living out other than the Kids Hope tasks?
Yeah, sure.
What are your own little personal? Would you wake up in the morning and you've got a thing that you tell yourself or little ways that you enjoy? Tim, you mentioned before about like the acts of kindness or anything like that. You got your own ways and habits?
Yeah, I'm definitely missions, I've mentioned that. So missions is something that I'm try and be very generous with. But I love the big picture Kids Hope. So I love encouraging the people in my world who I work with and just supporting them and showing that they are valued and cheering them on in whatever they're doing. That's really super special. Nice. So I'm quite intentional on making certain I connect with those who are in my world and letting them know that I'm there for them and cheering them on.
Yeah, for me, outside of work and Kids Hope, I have a passion for men. Through my own experiences and my own development as a man and as a father and a husband, I've learnt a lot and grown a lot. And so I like investing into other men in that space. Mm-hmm. And so in my own church, I run a men's ministry called the Band of Brothers. And it's just a healthy, thriving space for men.
Yep.
And I get to give a lot, get to receive a lot, and it's just a great space to grow and develop together. So
yeah, nice.
Yeah, I think that fits into what you said about passion.
Mm.
You know, what your passion is where you're going to give.
Yeah, and that was one of the key things from our last episode, which was Stan mentioning your skills and your passions and your opportunities.
Great.
If you can find those three things. Basically, start praying about it, and there's your calling.
Yeah,
and you can focus in on something.
Mm.
Yeah, awesome. That's great that's naturally come out in this whole side topic of it.
Yeah.
Now in the message from Pastor Stan last week, he talked through 1 Timothy 6:17-18, and I'm going to read it right here, and then we'll talk about it quickly because it says, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good, that they should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. And the key thing out of there is not the money part of it, but the trust part of it, the trust in God. So he's teaching, Paul's teaching, Paul's writing there, putting our trust in God and not our money or wealth. How can trusting in that God's provision have the impact on our willingness to give? Why does, well, why does trusting in God change what we're going to do?
I see that everything that I have is God-given. So if that's my job, my home, my family, car I drive, whatever it is, everything that I have is provided by God, and I want to give thanks to him for that. So I trust him that if there is an opportunity that crosses my path that I'd think that I'd love to invest into.
If like, that's, like Bitcoin?
That's never crossed my path.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But maybe for some.
Yeah.
But and that doesn't necessarily mean financially. It might be a gift of time and energy or encouragement or whatever. But I see the value in that, that I know that God will provide enough to be able to overflow and share it with others.
Even, and I'll use the word here, even if it requires sacrifice?
Yes.
There's the trust part, yes. Right?
Yes.
There's the trust, sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yes. We've got to step out of the boat sometime, don't we?
Right.
Step on the water and know that he is going to let us walk on top of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yep.
Good one. For me, I think I sometimes look at the world and there's lots of generous people out there. And so I often think, should my generosity look different?
Okay.
Yep. You know, in the sense of, this is me just unpacking it in my head.
Yeah.
But it fits into that, that it's got to have a next level trust element of God and trusting God to give me the ability to be generous, like I just talked about the Holy Spirit and in my life. But yeah, there's lots of generous people out there that don't know God, and it still has impact. So how can my generosity look a little bit? Right. Should it look different?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting question.
Yeah.
Should it look different? And if it does, is it because it's coming from Jesus and God has given me everything that I have, and so this is my overflow into that generosity.
Yeah, and I wonder if they're unpacking that is if there was the non-Christian and the Christian doing the identical things, is there a heart difference or is there a purpose difference to that? Would be it would be different in every circumstance, but it's an interesting challenge to us of, you know, you can match that person over there, but are you just matching them or are you doing it because...
Yeah, and the comparison trap.
Yeah.
You know, in that space too, at being more generous than somebody else just because they, you know, they got good kudos for being generous. And so you're like, oh, I need to raise my game. But no, I need to be more connected with God.
Yeah.
I need to trust him more and I need to just keep giving and just following his guide.
When I was reading the passage this morning, just refreshing myself.
What passage this morning? In our quiet time tool?
Yeah, sure.
Oh. And I'm just connecting that for all the little dots.
Was the Timothy passage the quiet time tool?
I didn't check this morning's quiet time tool.
What I really loved and what stood out to me is that it says teach those and tell them. So to me that was a really interesting that generosity can be taught and we can learn it. Mm. So that was
taught by us and to us as well.
So I found that quite challenging that how can I learn and how can I be growing in generosity?
Yeah. And you haven't answered that yet?
No, I'm still pondering.
Okay. And I guess in my brain immediately went to my kids of the teach and tell. What am I doing or are they seeing it in me? Am I doing it at generous things outside of their view, whether it's online or whether it's just during work or whatever, like when I'm with them? What are they seeing as well?
You're building my pondering.
Hoping to answer the question. Well, and we can easily tie that back to the mentorship that you've been talking about. of what those kids are seeing who aren't our own children, what they're seeing, you know, given to them.
Yep.
As mentors, people to look up to. That's super powerful. Interesting thoughts. Can you let us know if you ever?
I think we're always
get
learning,
results to that, right?
There's always room for growth and learning.
Yeah.
So we may get some answers, but I love the idea that we will never know all of them.
Have either of you got some great Kids Hope generosity stories, you know, results from the time given or?
What bounced off with just what you just said was I had been mentoring my friend for 5 years and last year she graduated and got an award for a community award, which was based on them mentoring the younger grades. So I thought that was pretty cool.
There's some passing on teaching and talk. Yeah. No, I'm right there.
I was one proud Kids Hope mentor.
That's super exciting.
Did you get to go to the graduation?
Yes, I did. Oh, cool. Yep, I was cheering on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Graduations are significant. We hear so many reports from grade six kids that have been on the program for whether it's 1 year or 5 years or 6 years. You know, one story I remember was a young girl who was very, very shy in her first sessions. She literally would hide under the table. She was that, you know, scared of just who is this person, just relationally not very confident. Mm. And imagine that as a mentor turning up to that and saying, hello, can you come out of there? Yeah. I'd like to talk to you. Hi, I'm Tim. So that's where it started. Mm. And then 3 or 4 years later, she's also standing at her graduation and just speech gets to say something and says, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my mentor. Mm. I used to be shy and reserved, but now I'm unstoppable. That was her
speech.
There's
a quote for the wall right there.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
You might see that one on our website.
I reckon.
And that's the power of someone being generous to that person to now see them journey through what you've just experienced, 4 or 5 years of investment.
Yeah.
That you're just hoping and trusting that God is going to carry that little person into that next world.
And the longevity of that is just so different. Like you can be instantly generous, you know, whether it's buying somebody's lunch in the drive-thru behind you and that's done and the blessing was there. You don't know the repercussions of that. But of years of giving, whether it was one mentor or a couple over that time, it's a whole different ball game there, what you're building into the life. Right, so the speaking of the longevity for Kids Hope.
Yeah.
You've been there 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
How long's Kids Hope been around for?
In Australia for 20.
20?
It's our 20th anniversary, 2024.
Yeah.
Started in 2004, obviously, and, we've had tens of thousands of kids come through our program. That's tens of thousands of mentors from churches that are giving and generously into their communities and into these children. So, yeah, we're...
And I wonder where some of those children are now, like 20 years later.
Mm.
Yeah, well, look out. This year we'll be, we've actually found some alumni and, you know, some kids and that have come to us and said, hey, we'd like to find our mentor. We want to thank them. Oh, you know, we
that's
want,
cool.
You
know, yeah, now Belinda's super excited for years time.
Yeah, you know, and it doesn't always happen and we understand, but there are kids out there that can testify to Kids Hope, helping them be who they are and where they are right now. You know, a lot of them are now in their early 20s and mid-20s, and so there's a few coming out and we'd love to share some of those stories throughout our anniversary year this year, and we'll have some events and celebrate our volunteers as well as share some cool stories throughout the year. Yeah.
So for all our listeners and watchers, kidshope.org.au, is that the website?
That's a simple website to go to.
Are you on any socials?
Yes, we're on Instagram and Facebook, so you can find us on there.
Yep.
We just share regularly stories and things on there. And on the website, you can subscribe to our newsletter.
Sign up.
Yeah, and hear all these amazing stories.
Yep. Can someone just go on your website and sign up, or do they have to find a church to get into?
If you're an individual that's interested in being part of our program, just send us something through the website, inquiry, and we'll help you and we'll try and connect you with a local church or school that's running the program. So,
nice. Well,
but thank you so much for having me and helping us promote Kids Hope. But love to contribute into that generosity topic. It's what we live and breathe in the Kids Hope space.
So. Giving of your time to drive up from Geelong and come and join us in the studio versus a Zoom
great
call.
To be here.
That's been good. Now, I wanted to, as we leave, we like to dish out a bit of a challenge. Not to us necessarily. Well, it can be to us as well, but to our listeners and viewers. So I've got this week, we are speaking of acts of kindness and things, generosity. Let's this week perform at least one more act than what we might normally do of generosity. And you guys have already done yours because you're here. So this is your act of generosity to everybody watching online. So tick to both of you. But for everybody else, what's one thing that you can think of, whether it's buying a drive-through lunch, buying a coffee, doesn't even have to be money. It could be writing a note to someone, encouraging someone, or getting on the phone, or I don't even know. We can get on Google and search 20 ways to be generous and see what pops up.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there could be plenty.
Yeah. So that's our challenge. We'd love to hear what they are. And we also, because Belinda and I are clever, we've got a text number now.
Ooh, yes.
Oh. Right? Isn't that fancy? I thought I'd talk about that and we'll give it a go. So we can hear all your challenges and comments on our YouTubes and Instagram posts. Instagram and YouTube, Werribee Baptist Church. But we have a text number, 0428470225. Sounds like a telethon going on now. I'll put that on the screen as well. But the people can send us a text. They can say, we had great comments last week of people encouraging, just excited to get the elaborators back. So thanks to those that commented. So that is it. That's all we got time for. I'm going to do that. I've got 45 seconds.
Thanks,
Don't forget your challenge.
Can I also just say congratulations to Werribee Baptist. 19 years of Kids Hope.
There
so
you
next
go.
Year will be your 20th anniversary. Wow. So you need to start thinking and planning for something big.
Absolutely. That's exciting.
That is awesome. So congratulations from everyone at Kids Hope.
Oh, well,
and
there
thank
you, go.
You.
Well, everyone, get on kidshope.org.au. Do what you need to do to get involved. And it's been great having you here. We want to hear from you again. And we'll see you next week, hopefully, with Pastor Justin back. Maybe I'll relegate him over to the producer seat where I used to sit.
Yeah.
Ooh, we can have
a
fight
on
screen.
Yeah.
All right, bye, everyone.